KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 36 degrees in Atlantic after an overnight low of 34. We look for mostly sunny skies today and a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin says three telephone utility companies have been awarded over $36 million in loan funds to improve, build, and expand broadband services to rural territories and communities in the state. Included among them is the Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company, which will receive nearly $12.75 million in loan funds for the completion of a system-wide FTTP network, enhancing broadband service to all subscribers. The funding announced Monday comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Utilities Service. Harkin is a senior member and former chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, where he worked to increase the availability of broadband in the rural areas. He's also a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee that funds the USDA. Harkin says improvements to broadband services in rural areas of Iowa are crucial for business, farmers, and individuals, for everything from business communications to the ability of students to be properly prepared. At the same time, he says this investment helps to create and preserve jobs in Iowa. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Well, on the heels of the reopening of Interstate 680 here in western Iowa and Iowa Highway 175 in northwest Iowa following the destructive flooding that occurred this summer, Governor Terry Branstad on Monday announced that $1 million in Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, funding will be made available to continue the recovery efforts. The Iowa Economic Development Authority will provide up to $1 million for the required local match portion that affected cities or counties will need to provide in order to acquire the federal funding offered through FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. The HMG program assists affected political subdivisions in acquiring property and damaged homes in the floodplain at fair market value. All properties assisted with the program are in the 100-year floodplain and are deed restricted to be green space. The counties of Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury, and non-entitlement cities within those counties are eligible to apply for the funds through the Iowa Homeland Security's Emergency Management Division. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a Minnesota man remained in jail Monday following a high-speed chase and crash Saturday afternoon. 31-year-old Matthew Stewart of Duluth, Minnesota, faces numerous charges, including reckless driving, speeding, and eluding. He was being held in the Pott County Jail on $2,000 bond. Sheriff Jeff Danker says a deputy attempted to stop the SUV Stewart was driving on Interstate 80 at around 3:30 p.m. Saturday after clocking the vehicle at 115 miles per hour. The 2012 Chevy Traverse left the interstate and traveled along several city streets before Stewart lost control of the vehicle, causing it to roll over near the intersection of 320th Street and Idlewood Road, a little over 5 miles east of McClelland. No injuries were reported. Three people, an adult and two juveniles, were arrested and charged over the weekend in connection with a burglary, which was reported Thursday morning in Shenandoah. According to Shenandoah Police, 24-year-old Justin Parsons of Shenandoah and two 17-year-old males were charged in connection with a burglary at McNeely's Steel Buildings on U.S. Highway 59 in Shenandoah. Parsons faces third-degree burglary and fourth-degree theft charges. He was brought to the Page County Jail after failing to post bond. The 17-year-olds were cited into juvenile court before being released to the custody of their parents. An investigation into the theft continues. A Shelby County man convicted of sex crimes in Nebraska faces similar charges in western Iowa. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur filed charges Monday against 46-year-old Todd Mills. The Shelby man is accused of kidnapping and sexually assaulting four women from 2008 to June of 2010. Mills is charged with 4 counts of sexual assault and 4 counts of kidnapping. His arraignment is December the 12th. In September, Mills was sentenced in Nebraska to up to 140 years in prison for sexually assaulting 2 women in Omaha. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday 34-year-old Amy Jo Dole of Atlantic was arrested Thursday for possession of a controlled substance. Dole was booked into the Cass County Jail and held until appearing before the magistrate. On Friday, 34-year-old Dimaku Atkinson of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for fourth-degree theft. Atkinson was also booked into the Cass County Jail. Last Saturday, officers with the APD arrested 42-year-old Troy Baker of Atlantic on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Simple assault to second offense. Baker was booked into the Cass County Jail. And the Audubon Police Department said yesterday that 27-year-old Nathan Patrick Kinsey of Audubon had been arrested Sunday on public intoxication and fourth-degree criminal mischief charges. Kinsey had been asked to leave an Audubon business because he was allegedly intoxicated and acting in a disorderly manner. After being asked to leave, Kinsey allegedly hit and broke the business's front window. He was booked into the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
And in our funeral announcements, Beatrice Suplee, age 92, of Anita, died Friday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. A memorial service for Beatrice Suplee will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. John Venick, age 95, of Missouri and formerly of Manila, died November 7th. Funeral services for John Venick will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Ramona Mona Gail Peterson, age 83, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Ramona Mona Peterson will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. George W. Raub, age 87, of Sun City, Arizona, and formerly of Audubon, died October 27th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for George Raub will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Devonna Sackett, age 84, of Fontanelle, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Devonna Sackett will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Fairview Congregational Christian Church in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Mary Agnes Geezer, age 79, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. A Mass of Christian burial service for Mary Geezer will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Doris Gipple, age 91, of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Doris Gipple are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontanelle. Timothy Dean Tim Ty, age 54, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab, where he had resided for the past 4 years. Services for Tim Ty are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Melvin E. Snyder, age 78, of Atlantic, died today at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Melvin Snyder are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.